been a five-game point streak for you. Do you feel like you're playing maybe your best hockey of the season right now?
Yeah, I'm playing well, and things are going well for me. You know, last night I just make a quick pass up to Army, and he puts it in the net. You know, those things happen a lot during the year, and sometimes they go in for you, sometimes they don't.
You're known more as a defensive stay-at-home guy. Are you having some fun with this in the offensive zone with your teammates as well? Is this thing kind of continuing on here?
Yeah, it's fun. It's always fun to, you know, help set up goals or score goals. So offense is always fun, and when the team's playing well and we're getting lots of, you know, zone time in the other team's end, those things are going to happen.
Taking you back to two games ago, you set Patrick up with a really nice play. He credited you for the great drop pass, and Joe Morrow made the breakout to you. But do you feel like you're maybe jumping up into the play a little more than you have in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I've always said that when I'm at the top of my game, I'm using my skating, I'm getting up in the play and playing, you know, moving my feet and getting physical and you know, meeting guys. So I found I'm in a good rhythm doing that, and you know, just playing on my toes, and good things are happening for me.
How much of a product do you think this is of playing more regularly now, as opposed to being that seventh guy and in and out of the lineup, but playing on a regular basis here?
Yeah, you know, I felt like I've played well every time I was in earlier in the year. It's just a numbers game. I mean, I can only control kind of when I'm in. There's not much I can do if you know, I'm being taken out. It's just play well when I'm in, and when I get my chances, take advantage of them. And you know, I've gotten the chance to play regularly here the second half, and you know, I always knew if I got into a good rhythm, I could be a good contributor for the team, and I think you're seeing that.
You've had a few games with him, but what's your impression of Joe Morrow when the two of you have been paired together?
Yeah, he's good. He skates well, and he moves the puck really well. And I mean, coming to a new team, especially this late in the season, is not easy. But he's been you know, seamless coming in and playing, and playing with a new partner, and same with Stasny. I mean, he's can't say enough good things about those two guys.
You're in the last half now of your longest part of the road trip. How do you feel the schedule has played out for your club, and how do you think you guys have been able to manage, you know, some down days like today?
You know, I think it's gone really well. The games in the East don't kind of weigh you down as much. They're not as heavy and physical, heavy lifting games. So it's more skating and free flowing, and so it doesn't. You're not as beat up. You're not as weighed down. But you know, we like how we're doing right now, and just keep giving the puck the line, and good things will happen.
How much do you notice a difference in the travel, the distance between games? Obviously, you have a 90-minute bus ride last night, and you're still in the hotel before midnight compared to life in the Western Conference.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice little perk that these guys have, that you're so close to every city. It's, you know, like you said, getting in before midnight, it's that's huge, as opposed to getting to bed at, you know, 2:30 and waking up having to come to the rink in the morning. So we're enjoying it while it lasts.
Playing all these tight, low-scoring games, you guys have been in a lot of them, especially lately, and come out on the right side. Is that a good template and sort of base going forward here as you get down the stretch and into the playoffs?
Yeah, well, I think when you're playing playoff teams, it's going to be – the games are going to be closer, and they're going to press for 60 minutes. So and those, these are – you know, you're coming down the stretch, so it's playoff-type hockey. And so it's going to be low-scoring games. It's going to be one-goal leads, you know, things that we're going to have to face in the playoffs when there's even more pressure. But so I think we got to kind of grasp that and you know, use this as almost practice for playoffs. When you're up a goal or down a goal, how you play shouldn't change. So I think we've handled it well so far, and it's good. It's kind of a good teaching tool right now for us.
Does that magnify the pressure to protect the puck, especially late in games, knowing that one mistake either way could be the difference between a win and a loss?
Yeah, but I don't think you can let that creep into your mind during a game. You have to play the game and play it hard the whole way, the same way all game. I mean, you can't, because there's 10 minutes left, you know, think that you're going to turn a switch on and kind of play a little differently. The good teams and the veteran teams in the playoffs, they do it all year round. 60 minutes, it's the same way. You know, we saw it when we played Anaheim in the playoffs there a few years ago. It didn't matter if they were down two, up two. It was the same in-your-face style, and I think that's what we're trying to implement here before we get into playoffs.